The Brooklyn-based indie rock band TV on the Radio are here today in a live-in-studio session, winners of the prestigious shortlist for Music Prize in 2004 for their last album, Desperate Youth, Bloodthirsty Babes. This new one, Return to Cookie Mountain, is their first for Interscope Records and includes input from TV on the Radio fan David Bowie, among others. There is a trio of incredible musicians at the heart of this band, Tunde Adebimpe, instrumentalist David Andrew Sitek, and Kip Malone, and we'll talk with them after this performance of Snakes and Martyrs, TV on the Radio.
Thank you. Much music coming from three people and some crickets as TV on the Radio have joined us live today. And that is Snakes and Martyrs, which is one of the extra tracks on Return to Cookie Mountain. What's the relationship of those extra tracks? I mean, why is that a maiden? Be a self-explanatory question, but is the album as a whole, and those, why did you add those on the album where it would normally end?
There were a couple of different reasons.
Marketing schemes.
Yes, exactly.
Really?
Boring business.
There's a lot of boring reasons.
There's a lot of boring reasons.
The record had been leaked since February. Lots of people had the album.
They had a version of it, though, which was sequenced differently.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it wasn't even a sequence you were thinking of or something I was reading?
It was a random sequence. Yeah. It was just, but, you know, they still had the songs and they could rearrange them on the, well, you know.
Right.
They could put the same song four or five times.
So TV on the Radio is
selling records.
Yeah. It's all about value.
Downloadable world.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now that. People who weren't following may not know, but yeah, the album did get kind of leaked in one form, and Wolf Like Me was the first song. Well, this one begins just sort of with the line about the
being lover.
Yeah, I was a lover before the war, and there people have said that perhaps you're a political band, but I'm not sure what that means. But this album seems to really reflect the times we are in. It's a very ominous parts of it. There's humor. There's but there's a bit of dread in there. Is that how do you see it?
They just got rid of habeas corpus yesterday. So
that's pretty dread making.
Pretty dreadful. Like,
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they're not entirely, but it's I feel like it's hard to kind of just to have eyes and ears and walk through your life and not have what's going on in the world come out in whatever you're making, you know.
Well, it's easy if you're filthy rich on a lot of blow or Zoloft.
Probably
easier. But you have to keep chopping
it up. You got to keep building the wall.
As quick as you can. Don't let the voices in. Don't let the reality voices in.
Don't think about the war.
Whatever you do, don't think about it.
Between Desperate Youth and this album, you guys also put up an MP3 on your site very quickly after the events of Hurricane Katrina and the devastation and the wait in New Orleans, Dry Drunk Emperor. What kind of response did you get to that?
It's interesting. We put that up while all the events were going down, but if you listen to the lyrics of the song, it's very specifically about the war in Iraq. We got some negative responses from people that aren't engaged in the war. You know, and people, they're just driving their trucks around their suburban town or something, you know. I don't know, because I didn't ask them for their address from the hate mail on the computer. But I can say that last night, five men who were in the armed forces came to our show last night and introduced themselves to us and thanked us for that song. And it changed my perspective to a great deal, or, you know, on what potential effect of music, you know. So it's one thing to preach to I think is the choir.
Yes. Yeah.
But if someone who's actually served, just came back from Baghdad, tells you that they appreciate what you're saying in your lyrics, and then, I don't know, it was very, it made it feel like what we're doing is worthwhile on a level.
We mentioned Wolf Like Me. It was sort of the song that began the leaked version and a song that kind of leaps off the record. But I understand today's version is going to be a bit different.
Just a little bit different. Thank you.
my malady, transfer my tragedy. I got a curse I cannot lift that shines when the sunset shifts and when the moon is round and full. Gotta bust that box, gotta gut that fish. We could jet in a stolen car, but I bet we wouldn't get too far before the transformation takes in bloodless poison. Crave my mind has changed my body's frame, but God, I like it. My heart's aflame, my body's strange, but God, I like it. My mind's changed, my body's frame, but God, I like it. My heart's aflame, my body's strange, but God, I like it. Charge me your day rate, and I'll turn you out in kind. When the moon is round and full, gonna teach you tricks that'll blow your mongo mind. Baby doll, I recognize that you're a hideous thing inside. If ever there was a lucky kind, it's you, you, you. I know it's strange, another way to get to know you. You'll never know unless we go, so let me show you. I know it's strange, another way to get to know you. We've got to move, here comes the moon, so let it show you. Show you now. Floor. Open my hands and let them weave onto yours. Feel me completer, down to my core. Open my heart and let it bleed onto yours. Feeding on fever, down on all fours. Show me what all that howling's for. Burn down their hanging trees and it's hot here, hot here. Got a curse we cannot lift that shines when the sunset shifts. And there's a cure comes with a kiss, the bite that binds, the gift that gives. Now that we got gone for good, riding under your riding hood. Tell your mama and your grandma too, it's true, true, true. How we've changed. We've changed and we're howling forever. We are howling forever, oh, oh, oh. We are howling forever, oh, oh. We are howling forever, oh, 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 oh.
Kind of the Tennessee 2 version of Wolf Like Me, done by TV on the Radio, playing live today. One of the things I wanted to talk about the album, it's kind of a funny time to talk about it because you didn't really particularly use it in that one, is that you guys really love using different loops and effects in what you do. There are things that recur rhythmically or in other ways. Talk a little bit about the use of loops. I guess, David, maybe that would be you, because aren't you sort of the loop master?
that sounds like a Dungeons and Dragons name. I'm the loop master. I think that the advent of samplers kind of opened up a world to me where everything becomes an instrument. And I think that just having the ability to take different soundscapes or ambient noises and then tune them and make them fit into music is kind of it's like my version of Sudoku. You know, I'm just trying to like make all of these things fit and, I don't know. It's just it's a relatively new medium. I think that, you know, I certainly have been inspired by those before me, like Trent from Nine Inch Nails and Massive Attack, and certainly a lot of hip hop. And just, you know, the idea of taking an ambient sound and then tuning it all the way down or all the way up, it kind of creates a new musical soup, you know, to work from. So,
now, David, last time you were here, we talked about how you and Tunde met and what you've been doing before, working in visual arts and production and things like that. Kip, how did you come to the band to begin with, and what were you doing before?
I was serving Dave espresso a lot when he would come back from Soho selling paintings on the street. me and my friend Kish and Gerard had a songwriting contest through the cafe, and I brought a song over to Dave to help him, have him help me master it, but he didn't want to bother with it, so we wrote a song on this from scratch together.
You're making me sound like such a punk.
And then Tunde came in because he was out of town, and he sang on it, and it sounded really good and was exciting, but I didn't think I was in TV on the radio. But I invited them to play a show with a band that I had called Fall in Love on Valentine's Day a few years ago. And then I've just been playing with them since then.
And there are a number of songs on here that are collaborations with you and David. There's one that you're going to do, I think, which is just credited to you, the Blues from Down Below.
Blues from Down Here, yeah. Yeah.
You my darling.
Blues from Down Here, finishing up our session today with TV on the Radio. And I'm really glad we finished up with that, because we talk about the loops and we talk about textures and all, so many things going into these songs. But that is something that you guys purely have, Kip and Tunde. The way you guys sound singing together is just absolutely incredible. People may not know it, but you actually had a guest on the album singing with you. David Bowie is a fan of the band, and he sang with you. Was it interesting to work him in? Did you actually sing together? Was it interesting to work him into the vocal chorus?
We didn't sing together, but it was interesting to work him in. When he came in and sang with us, he was singing. When I say with us, I mean he sang with the song. He was singing to be in the song, to be part of the song, not to sit on top and showboat, because he's a musician and he wanted to be a part of it because he liked it.
Well, we'll listen to a bit of Province as we go out from the album. And thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thanks.
Terrell Cree, TV on the Radio, playing a live session for us today here in the World Cafe. And this is the one where you can hear what we're talking about with David Bowie, planted in the midst of TV on the Radio. That is Province, the one where you can hear David Bowie, big fan of TV on the Radio, helping out. And our thanks to Tunde, David, and Kip for talking with us and playing live today. TV on the Radio, our guests. And if you're looking for Return to Cookie Mountain, find it at our World Cafe CD store, which is easy enough to find at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. From TV on the Radio, we turn to plain old television when we get back here to the World Cafe.